英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕。Winners English, win the world.
Hello, good morning, everybody. 这里是中央人民广播电台经济之声。现在为您播出的是英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。那么首先呢，先来回顾一下昨天的内容哈。昨天呢，我们的主题呢是 office conflict, 办公室冲突 ,right? 那是来源于什么呢？来源于这个 pressure, 啊，这个聚集 build up。而且呢后来呢是 explode, right, 爆发了之后那产生的办公室冲突。那么我们应该采取一些措施啊，一方面来这个消除它的影响，另外一方面来预防它的发生， right? 那么今天呢我们究竟来学什么呢？来马上进入我们今天的学习新内容。今天咱们的情景剧发生的地点呢，哇，又是在办公室哈。那实际上呢这个办公室啊是一个非常大的一个概念，所以呢我们安排了很多个话题。那今天呢我们为大家准备的呢是 Scene 35 Office 3办公室三。今天为大家准备的话题呢是 Topic 1, 话题一 Occupational Hazards, 职业病。那现在呀，这个咱们有一些杂志上面啊，这个说到了一些专家们的一些这个有关于这个亚健康的问题哈。据说相当一部分这个亚健康状态的这些人群呢，就是在办公室的里面的上班族。那么这个说到这个上班族啊，这个 office worker, right, always say white collars, 那这些白领工作者们啊，到底怎么样才能保持健康，才能避免得这个叫做 occupational hazards 呢？哎，下面一同来听一听我们今天的 conversation。
Oh, I've got a pain in my neck. You'd better take a break.I saw my doctor last week, and she said that I was suffering from cervical spondylosis.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I think not only you, but also all of the office workers should pay more attention to their health.
Yes, my neck is stiff, and I feel dizzy and sick after a busy day.
Me too. I've heard that the massage can relieve pain of the muscle on the affected part, improve blood circulation. I am eager to have a try.
But it is costly. You can massage your shoulders by yourself.
Does it work?
Yes, of course. I had a massage last Sunday. It's quite comfortable.
A masseuse said that we should maintain a comfortable sitting position. And while reading and writing, avoid long time sitting in one position.
That's right. And we should also do some eye massage every day.Staring at a computer screen all day really makes my eyes hurt.
Yeah. I learned that close eyes tightly for 3 to 5 seconds, then open them for 3 to 5 seconds. Repeat this 7 or 8 times a day. It's good for your eyesight. Please try now.
Yeah, great. I feel much better now. Thanks very much.
Maybe we should go to our doctors every 6 months.
Yes, I agree with you.Take care of the health before everything.
You are right.
咱们上一个情景剧啊发生的呢是这个 Benjamin, 那么到了这儿呢就是 Shirley 了 ,right?Shirley 和同事聊天是吧，同事说呀他现在得了这个颈椎病啊，一天紧张的工作下来之后啊，这脖子是很僵，头也很晕还恶心。啊，当然这个 Shirley 建议他去做 massage, right, 做按摩。按摩可以减轻这个受损部位的肌肉的疼痛，还能改善血液循环， right? 啊，当然呢对于不同的毛病呢得做不同的按摩， right? 有背部按摩还有眼部按摩。那在这里呢江老师要提醒每天在办公室里忙碌的人们啊，当然呢还有在工厂车间各个这工作岗位忙碌的人们，千万一定要注意劳逸结合，预防疾病的发生啊。接下来呢我们看一看今天的学习的一些主要内容。那 the first keyword is massage. Massage 这个单词啊，我不说大家都知道是什么意思，叫做什么呢啊，叫做按摩啊。我记得在这个前几年或者前10年啊，那么在一些港台片里面啊，这个 把这个 massage 翻译成中文叫马杀鸡 ，right？ 那当然呢是这个叫做音译哈 ，massage，right？ 那翻译成中文叫做有些地方的这个原来啊，这翻译成马杀鸡 ，right？ 实际上是按摩的意思啊，听起来怪吓人的，实际上就是按摩的意思。那么在今天的情景剧当中有这样一句话，他说 ：“I've heard 啊，舍里说的 ，I've heard that the massage。”Can relieve pain of the muscle of the affected part. 他说听说呀按摩可以减轻 I've heard 我听说 that massage can relieve 按摩呢可以减缓减轻疼痛哪儿的疼痛呢受损部位的肌肉疼痛 the pain of the muscle of the affected part. 啊那么在这个地方这个 massage 是名词意思呢是按摩的意思那我们平时呢我们会有很多种按摩比如说脸部按摩 facial 啊当然也可以说 face 啊 facial 形容词 facial massage 脸部按摩全身按摩呢就是 thorough massage 啊当然你不要翻译成什么 whole body massage 或 thorough 彻底的 right thorough 全身彻底 thorough massage right 啊我们可以说这个背部按摩 back massage right 啊I'm having a facial massage. 我现在正在做脸部按摩 ，right？ 嗯，这个 the massage made the hurt go away. The massage made 啊，使得 the hurt 这个疼痛 go away 啊，也就是按摩呢可以使得你的疼痛呢 go away 啊，减轻或者呢去释缓你的这种疼痛 ，right？Massage。好那么当然最后呢还要提醒一下 massage 这个单词是按摩的意思啊它这个单词啊一定要和 message 啊要区分开来一个 massage 就是 MA message 是 ME 而 message 的意思是信息的意思 massage 呢是按摩的意思啊就一个 E 和一个 A 是吧就相差这么远好下面看一看第二个重点单词 the second keyword is circulationCirculation. 情景剧中啊，这个舍利对同事继续说：“说 I've heard that massage can relieve pain of the muscle of the affected part. 啊，这一句我们上面说过了，是吧？接下来呢，什么呢 ？Improve blood circulation. 我听说按摩可以减轻受损部位的肌肉疼痛，还可以干嘛呢 ？Improve blood circulation.改善血液循环那在这里呢 circulation 是循环的意思 blood circulation 就是血液循环 circulation right 啊，我们经常说呀这个体育锻炼有助于血液循环怎么说呢我们说 physical exercise administers to the circulation of the blood当然这个 administer 的意思也是有助于的意思我们当然可以换成另外一个东西 helps, right?、physical exercise helps to speed, right? Or helps or is helpful to the circulation of the blood. 那当然呢你说按摩是吧揉捏也可以促进血液循环怎么说呢 ?The massage of the body can aid circulation or relax the muscles, right?注意 circulation 循环啊，血液循环 blood circulation 好看一看今天的重点动词就是 suffer from 的意思是从什么什么东西受痛或者忍受什么什么的痛苦遭受什么什么的痛苦 suffer from 后面直接加具体的这个疾病的名字或者是灾难或者疼痛的这个名词那么在咱们今天的情景剧当中啊有这样一句话 Shirley 的同事说那么我上个星期去看医生他说我得了颈椎病那么怎么说呢说 I saw my doctor last weekAnd she said that I was suffering from the cervical spondylosis. 我现在得了颈椎病，那么 I was suffering from. 后面这个 the cervical spondylosis 是颈椎病，可是呢，它不是说 I got 什么什么颈椎病，而是 I was suffering from.那么这个地方这个 suffering from 意思就是说我现在正遭受着什么的病痛 suffering from I was suffering from 什么我现在遭受着什么什么什么的病痛 right suffer from 那我们说这个遭受了百年不遇的雪灾是吧啊怎么说呢 suffer from the snow right 我们说这个暴风雨是吧 ？Storm, suffer from storms。那么相对的呢，我们还有遭受水灾呢，是 suffer from floods。啊，洪水是 floods， right？ 啊，当然呢，我们也可以说到一些引申的意思，用到一些引申的意思，说现在的大多数城市啊，都是以交通阻塞为患，怎么说呢 ？Most of the important cities in China now suffer from the traffic jam。啊，后面也可以具体加啊一些这个不好的东西，不一定一定是病，是不是？城市的病啊，这引申出来那就交通阻塞了。那么 suffer from the traffic jam。交通阻塞。好，接下来我们总结一下今天的功能性句型，职业病。第一句话 ,All of the office workers should pay more attention to their health. 所有的上班族呢都应该注意健康啊，预防职业病。All of the office workers should pay more attention to their health.好，来看第二句话。如果当你有一些这个疼痛的话呢，就可以干嘛呢啊，按摩。按摩有什么好处呢？ The massage can relieve pain of the muscle of the affected part, improve blood circulation. 按摩呢可以减轻受损部位肌肉的疼痛以及改善血液的循环。 Relieve pain of the muscle of the affected part, improve blood circulation. 那第三句话呢啊，眼部按摩。We also should do some eye massage every day. 每天还得要做一些眼部按摩 ,right? 啊，防止这个眼睛过度疲劳。OK, 那么接下来的时间让我们再来听一遍今天的情景剧，边听边体会我们刚才讲到的单词和句子。
Oh, I've got a pain in my neck.You'd better take a break. I saw my doctor last week, and she said that I was suffering from cervical spondylosis.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I think not only you, but also all of the office workers should pay more attention to their health.
Yes, my neck is stiff, and I feel dizzy and sick after a busy day.
Me too. I've heard that the massage can relieve pain of the muscle on the affected part, improve blood circulation.I am eager to have a try.
But it is costly. You can massage your shoulders by yourself.
Does it work?
Yes, of course. I had a massage last Sunday. It's quite comfortable.
A masseuse said that we should maintain a comfortable sitting position. And while reading and writing, avoid long time sitting in one position.
That's right. And we should also do some eye massage every day.Staring at a computer screen all day really makes my eyes hurt.
Yeah, I learned that close eyes tightly for 3 to 5 seconds, then open them for 3 to 5 seconds. Repeat this 7 or 8 times a day. It's good for your eyesight. Please try now.
Yeah, great. I feel much better now. Thanks very much.
Maybe we should go to our doctors every 6 months.
Yes, I agree with you.Take care of the health before everything.
You are right.
Welcome back to Winners English. This is Oscar. 欢迎大家回到英语大赢家，我是江涛老师。您现在收听的是中央人民广播电台经济之声英语大赢家。那今天呢，我们的特别任务呢，就是来学习一些中国国家部门的名称 ，right? 农业部 ，Ministry of Agriculture.建设部啊 ,Ministry of Construction, 教育部呢 ,Ministry of Education, 财政部呢 ,Ministry of Finance, 外交部呢 ,Ministry of Foreign Affairs, 公安部呢 ,Ministry of Public Security, 啊很多这样的这个部门哈、啊、这标准的啊这种各个部门的名称啊大家平时一定要多背一背。那么当然呢还有更多的这些民政部、交通部、信息产业部等等等等。那么希望呢大家呢待会儿啊咱们下课之后是吧，哎自己拿着咱们的教材啊自己画一画看一看。好，接下来的时间一同进入我们今天的行业英语每日一句。
英语大赢家，走遍世界都不怕，全民讲英语，
大家都可以。
好，欢迎大家进入行业英语每日一句。那今天呢，我们再为身为公务员的听众朋友再教一句话啊，什么呢？就是如果呀，有人要预约咱们的领导，可是呢，咱们的领导的日程已经安排满了，那么怎么告诉别人呢？我们会说，非常抱歉的通知您，告诉您，是吧？署长明天的日程安排已经全部满了。哎，这句话怎么说呢？我非常抱歉的告诉您 I'm so sorry to tell you 告诉您什么呢 That our administrator 啊，我们头是吧 Our administrator 啊，这是具体的职务署长是吧administrator has a full schedule tomorrow 啊，我们明天的日程安排已经全部满了哎Our administrator, 我们的署长 has a full schedule, 啊，一个非常满的日程 tomorrow, 明天也就是署长明天的日程安排已经全部满了。OK, 连一遍。非常抱歉告诉您署长明天的日程已经全部满了。I'm so sorry to tell you that our administrator has a full schedule, right?Okay, for the final time, 那最后再念一遍哈。I'm so sorry to tell you that our administrator has a full schedule tomorrow. 好，今天的节目就到这个地方。明天同一时间，同一频率，江涛老师和您不见不散。